Accession number 30143, reel 13.
Matthew Cook, reel 13. No, we're still in North Korea, aren't we, Matthew?
Yes, we are. There was a weird similarity. We went to the statue of Kim Jong-il, the elder, which is a vast bronze, I think, statue. And for some reason, you're only allowed to, or they ask you only to take photographs of the whole statue, as it's considered disrespectful if you chop his legs or his head off. And you're sort of obliged to buy flowers and lay some flowers at his feet. And I think this, it might have been his birthday or something, so all the schools, there were millions of flowers there the day we turned up, and it was rainy and drizzly and a bit foggy. But the first thing that struck me was he was in exactly the same pose as the Saddam Hussein statue in Fodor Square that the Americans pulled down. And I've never heard anyone else mention this, and I didn't mention it to anyone there, but he had his same right arm extended in either a wave or a salute, somewhere in between. And it was fascinating. I couldn't help but smile as we were sort of, not forced, but certainly asked to bow and lay these flowers on his behalf.
Did you go into the War Museum?
We did. We were shown around the War Museum. Obviously, being the celebration of the war, they're very proud to show off the American horror stories and war crimes and any surrender notes. We did get a sort of diatribe of how they started it and how the Chinese didn't help at all. It was entirely North Korea did it alone, didn't need any help. You know, it was that juice, we can do it alone. The Chinese just helped in the last few days of it, apparently. You just had to take it. And this was done by a guide in her sort of North Korean army, People's Army uniform. And because it was raining, she stood outside and she was underneath a Walt Disney umbrella with 101 Dalmatians on it, but obviously completely unaware of the irony of it. It was wonderful, wonderful. But yes, just gave this very rehearsed spiel. Everything was anti-American. There was, and how wonderful the North Koreans were. Well, we got that every day, so you just had to, a bit of a shock and tease at first, but it just became, yeah, that's part of it. But fascinating, and towards the end, once the rest of the tour carried on, I think, to the demilitarized zone, I stayed in Pyongyang, and it was a chance for me. I sat in the main square and did some drawings with my guide standing behind me, so I could draw the War Museum, and they've got wonderful patriotic flags on the roofs, and there's one of the government buildings that got portraits of Lenin on the side. And because of the celebrations for the war victory, there was all sorts of banners, so it looked amazing. I literally just sat cross-legged in the middle of this square drawing, and all the locals they'd spot me from a mile off, because obviously blonde hair and they're just not wearing their clothes. They tend to wear sort of black and white or grey and white, so quite, it's just the kids who wore sort of colourful kit, and they would get close to you, obviously looking at you from a distance, but as soon as they got near, completely ignored you as if you weren't there, but sort of looking in the corner of their eyes. It's quite interesting, and must have been quite baffling, someone sitting down drawing. I get odd looks drawing here in London, let alone in North Korea. It must be quite strange. Yeah, so a fascinating time, but obviously, possibly how East Berlin was before the wall. It was sort of fascinating insight into a completely enclosed community.
Did you see the countryside around? Was it a beautiful country? Didn't see very much.
I was taking surreptitious photos out of the minibus as we drove, which is about all you can do, because they say you can only take photographs at the museums and things, which isn't what really want to take photos of. But yes, and the countryside was lush and green and looked amazing, absolutely fabulous.
And what's the output of this? Did you produce a range of work for the magazine?
Strange enough, the job was put on hold because soon after, I think there was another missile test. No, in fact, it was the nuclear test, happened about a month after. So Condé Nast phoned and said, just stop, put it on hold. We'll pay you for the work you've done up till now. And I believe they're supposed to be running the story this fall. So I've done the drawings in black and white and for my sketchbooks, but I haven't actually followed up the drawings. So, yeah, I hope it goes through. It'd be a shame to go through all of that and not follow it through. I'll draw them for myself anyway, even if it doesn't happen.
Yes, it would be very interesting to see them perhaps in your exhibition.
Well, that was the plan, or certainly, hopefully, if we can come up with another catalogue. We found in the National Army Museum, in their archives, there's quite a few books of sketches from Afghanistan from 1815, from in the Second Afghan War. And amazing sketches. So, and they're called Sketches in Afghanistan, or Sketches from Afghanistan. So in my own humble way, I sort of might come up with a new one. And there might be some of the drawings that have influenced me and North Korea. And hence going to the Imperial War Museum, they've sort of agreed to loan a Linda Kitson and a John Piper painting if the exhibition happens. We will see. So good for the Imperial War Museum.
Well, I'm sure they'll listen to this, be influenced. If I could just ask you about your war art, and how does this relate to your normal art now? You know, you're very experienced, having done so much in Iraq and Afghanistan that you're doing. Is this a different style from your normal work? Or, I wonder what its relationship would be. Are you conscious of doing more art when you paint things?
No, not really. There are a thousand. I could be working till the rest of my life just on the stuff I saw on the original Iraq War, let alone my mobilisation. So I've got more than I will ever be able to draw. There just isn't enough time in the day. So, yes. I have to draw it, there's no question, it's sort of in me and I love doing it, so it's all these just weird images that I saw that I've just got to draw just to vent them or explain them to myself. I can't really explain why. Different from other work, maybe, but a lot of my normal work is done to a brief, so it will be, okay, maybe North Korea was a bit different, it's very open and just draw what you can see, that doesn't get you into trouble, whereas maybe the Times newspaper, some of the newspapers are quite a bit more relaxed because my drawings aren't going to sell the newspaper, but if it's a book cover or advertising, I get a brief, we want this view, this colour, this shape. So suddenly being able to go to Afghanistan or Iraq and just draw what you see, whatever's of interest, is bliss for me. That's ideal.
And do you think there, you were saying when you had your exhibition, when you came back from your second tour of Iraq, 90% of the paintings were sold. So this indicates there is a market for war paintings.
Yes. I was surprised. I was really worried. Obviously, I'd invested a lot of my own money in getting everything framed and the gallery hire. And it's like, organising any party, is anyone going to turn up? Is it going to be a complete flop? So, yes, it's that, and such a weird subject. I had to go to the gallery saying, would you be okay if it's drawings of Iraq? It's not dead bodies and stuff, but it's weird, I was very surprised. Obviously,
who was behind them?
The audience I invited was.
Yes,
I was trying to pitch it to them. So a lot of ex-soldiers.
Were they ex-military?
Yes, or in the military still. Obviously the National Army Museum, the RAF Museum in Hendon, the Royal Artillery Museum. So the museums, that was quite a good one. I don't think they get much art. I think the regiments sort of ignore the museums until there's a big conflict. So I think since the Falklands or even Korea, they hadn't And there's a big gap in a lot of these museums in their art. There's just nothing to fill that gap.
Where would you like to go now? Have you any more desires to visit?
My wife's going to hear this, isn't she? I'd love to go back out to Iraq, actually. I know it'll have changed completely. It's more just curiosity and to see it through, in a way. Well, I'd love to be able to go out there post-conflict and whatever state it's in to go and have a look, hopefully with a bit more freedom to wander around. But and also Afghanistan, if I can get back out there. The only drawback is the army, going out with the army would be a 6 or 8 month tour with the training beforehand, which I can't do now with a young family. But if I can get out there drawing wise for weeks or a month, that would be ideal.
Places like Balfour, do you ever get...
I'd love to. Oh, yes. Yes, I'd love to.
Yes. And, it seems so obscene to say that, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Well, I did try putting it to the Times newspaper. Unfortunately, now that they've gone this tabloid size, they just don't use illustration anymore, and they're cutting back all sorts of stuff. But it was being discussed to try and send me out to... if there was a natural disaster, if there's a flood or famine or Darfur, why not send an illustrator instead of normal photographs you see? So it's a shame that might or might not happen. But it seems a nice idea, probably a more poignant and personal view.
Mm. It's because looking at your paintings and your drawings, and you were saying much earlier how you were influenced by John Piper, weren't you?
Yes.
Linda Kitson, that you are really recording events, aren't you, as well as sort of painting scenes. It's you're telling a story, isn't
it? Yes, so hopefully it's slightly
Yes.
It must be biased by experience, and probably being in the TA probably biased me, but yeah, I like it just to be observation, just weird, quirky things, or just very everyday things that are out there. Yeah, I sort of trust my own judgment. What catches my eye hopefully is interesting to someone else. And, to the troops it might be very everyday to them, taking cover and ducking around back streets, but still looks quite good on a drawing. Yes, and they might not come across in photographs. It just wouldn't be very interesting. And you want the all action and exploding in the photographs, and drawings can't quite do the same thing.
And finally, Matt, because you've been so patient with me, but how important is it for a war artist such as yourself, the type of war art you're doing, to know intimately how soldiers behave, what they wear, the details of their vehicles, or when you went with the Navy or RAF, the helicopters? Do you have to know all this? Do you study this?
I don't study it. You certainly learn it just being connected to the army. But yeah, some people have said all the weapons are right, and that's a bipod on his weapon. That's a smoke grenade, and I know that as I'm drawing it. So yeah, maybe it helps.
I don't know.
Or maybe a different view. Don't know. Tough one. I don't think I can say that. I can't really look at my drawings objectively, but I did forget to mention that I actually came back. I joined the HMS Ark Royal in Cadiz and sailed back on the Ark Royal back to Portsmouth. And in fact, it was when the Ark Royal got back into Portsmouth, that was the day I think Bush declared the war ended. So for me, that was like my bringing the war to a close. So I spent, 2-3 weeks on the Ark Royal as she sailed back from across the Bay of Biscay, and that was fascinating.
So this was when your first trip.
Diving. I've just remembered that.
Really, that was quite.
So I literally came back home for a week or half a week, and then flew out to Cadiz, and then sailed back to Portsmouth. So, I keep forgetting that bit. So it's another weird experience.
Yes, well, I could be here all
day. Yes, exactly. That's another story. Seeing the whales.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Matthew,
for
giving me so much of your valuable time.
Thank you.
And do invite me to your
exhibition. I will, of course I will. Of course
I will. And, of course, the museum will be going to see that. The art people, I know.
Yes, I'll invite the right people. Yeah.